Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rests upon you, especially in this hour and time that we are in. You certainly need the anointing, the power of Yahweh, resting in you and upon you against the evil powers of darkness that we war against. There is nothing wrong today in this corrupt, evil mindset of this nation. When one can declare that a marriage is constituted by two vile individuals that do not even have the ability to discern whether one is a male or a female, that is a sick creature. Yahweh made a man, and from that man he made a woman. He did not make these perverts, these faggots, these illegitimate children of darkness, for that is what they are. And the reason that they are given over unto that enchantment, sorcery, is because they will not retain Yahweh in their knowledge. As he began to reveal the simple things, their sins, their lusts, their lasciviousness and covetous ways, they rejected Yahweh. And that is what this nation as a whole has done. Isn't that amazing that this small group of perverted, satanically driven individuals who stand with the banner of their god, Shaitan, they stand with that banner, one of wickedness, evilness, corruption, vileness. Yet they promote that banner and say that they are, quote, God's children, unquote. Well, I do believe that. They are the children of their God, but they're not the sons and daughters of Yahweh. These have been birthed by powers of darkness, and minds given over unto the control of Shaitan. They open up their minds, their spirits, because they are lawless. They do the deeds and things that are unlawful. So their minds are so corrupt, wicked, and vile, they cannot discern whether they are men or women. And the strength of that, this corrupt thing, this little small group of people that has taken a nation hostage, something is wrong. Where are the leaders of strength and valor and power? Do we have them today? Is our president a man of great value and strength? Our congressmen and representatives and governors, do they have strength? This small group of individuals have taken hostage a nation. And they literally fear these children of darkness, birthed from hell, birthed for destruction, no shame, the immoralities, they dishonor their bodies one between the other, and some of the most grotesque, vilest acts that could be done against the human body, these children of hell call it love. They don't even know what love is, nor does this entity that is known in this nation as, quote, the church. It is not the body of your way. It does not consist of the tabernacle of your way. It is truly the church. It is not this elect call out people that Yahweh has called out to establish His name. This is a wicked nation and a generation that will say to you, His name is God. You are a ignorant or an ignorant person. You do not know Yahweh. For the God of this earth, Shaitan, He hath blinded your eyes, unless the anointing, the great power of this precious message of your way shine through, and the light of it is revealed, and you are made free from every power of darkness and sin. Now these men today and women, this homosexuality, it is the spirit of this thing you call the church. Every kind of vile spirit runs rampantly what we call the body of Messiah. It is the body of Christ, but it's not the body of Yahweh. Messiah, Yeshua, is not the hope of this entity today. They are taken by their covetousness, their lies, their sins, their wickedness, and all kinds of evilness that is perpetrated from their hearts. It is one thing that is sure, that Yahweh will keep the feet of His saints, His call out elect. He will keep their feet because their feet are shod with the preparation of this truth, this knowledge of His evangel, His truth. And He will keep the feet of His saints, and the wicked, they're going to be silent in darkness. What a dark hour. Dark time. Yet these wicked men today, they're silent. There shall be a herald from the housetop. No, what has taken place? These perverts, these homosexuals and lesbian dogs, they're in this charismatic movement, the Pentecostal. Of course, they are financially stable, many of them. And so the charlatan men, they draw from the wealth of their community. They know that they are in their fellowship, and they will say things not directly to them, yet they will skirt the issue. These are wicked, evil men. Would a man deny the honor that Yahweh has called him unto, that his body ought to be a living tabernacle for Yahweh, and he opens it up unto every kind of vile, evil spirit there is, and he becomes so warped and twisted in his mind that he literally thinks that he has the organs of a female, or a female thinking that she literally has the attributes of a man. Now, if you tell me that is not the most perverted, ignorant mind there is, you can't find one. Yahweh will keep the feet of His saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. He's going to break the adversary, Yahweh. He's going to break them in pieces. He's going to thunder His power upon them. Yahweh, the Mighty One, shall judge the ends of the earth. And He's going to give strength unto His kings and priests. And He's going to exalt the horn of Messiah. He's going to exalt the strength of Messiah for the government of Yahweh, and the strength of that government was the hope of Messiah. That he gave power as power, all power, above the earth, in the heavens and in the earth, was delivered unto Yahshua, the hope, the salvation of Yahweh unto man. Yahweh shall exalt that horn of Messiah. There shall be an anointed people that shall walk in the power, the newness of Yahweh's strength. They will not give their minds over unto this wickedness, this immorality, this evilness. I say to you, my friends, there is an order that Yahweh ordains. There's an order as to the way we eat, our dress. The women dress ought to be modest. They ought not to be wearing pants and this jewelry and looking like Jezebels. That should not be. Neither should the man dress like some effeminate thing. My friends, don't tell me that it makes no difference what one wears. Now, if that, what you call, quote, a pastor in that whorehouse of yours, where the women wear pants, then tell him to wear a dress like women wear. Why not? What's wrong with it? You say the Scottish wear kilts, and they are ignorant people as well. Yahweh has given a specific garment in this nation that the men wear slacks, and the women should wear dresses. They ought not to be dressing like the world, exposing their bodies, exposing their sexuality to show their curves and their shape. That ought not to be in a sanctified sister. They ought not to be wearing these low-cut dresses, that their breasts are exposed, and every part of the private parts that are meant for their husbands, that every foul, evil man draw his eyes upon that. Why are these things proceeding forth in this hour? I want to direct your attention to Scripture. Scripture says in Yohanan Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. Look at what Scripture says. It is either what Yahweh is conveying unto us in our preparation that we may be prepared for the onslaught of spiritual wickedness, that our hearts are guarded from these evil, wicked things of this hour. Scripture says, as Messiah emphatically spoke by the commands of Yahweh and by the unction of the Kodesh, the Spirit of Yahweh, the Ruah, the anointing of Yahweh. He says, that which cometh out of a man, that defiles him. Now don't tell me, my friends, that it is proper to eat pork and rats and all kinds of unclean food. That is not what Messiah was implying. He was talking about the rituals of the Pharisees that the apostles had not washed their hands. And yet he was trying to show them in all of their relics and their trinkets of purification, yet it had not purified them in one way. And so he was refuting their judgment because their judgment was wrong. Now my judgment concerning the clean foods, that is not wrong. You should not eat pork no more than you should eat a buzzard. You should not eat a buzzard no more than you should eat a rat. You should not eat a rat no more than you should eat a dog. Don't tell me that Messiah made them clean. Yahweh put them on the earth that they could eradicate certain things off the earth to purge it, to keep it clean. Yet we will have clean animals to eat. When Noah built the ark, he took seven of the clean, two of the unclean. So it is specific as to what Yahweh commands. So he directed their attentions of the defilement, the evilness, the filthiness of a man. He said to them, the things that cometh out of a man, those are the things that defile them. Now I want to identify those things as Messiah did. He said, for from within, it is out of the heart of men proceed evil, corrupt, vile thoughts, adulteries, fornications, and murders, hatred of their brothers, willing to kill. You have these homosexual, these perverts. They are a conduit for AIDS, HIV, every kind of venereal disease there is. Yet the government says nothing. I tell you, their minds are bewitched. They are in a sphere of sorcery that they are so bewitched they cannot repent. Neither can this wicked, whorish nation and this whorish institution in America that we call the church. It is not the body of Messiah. He has no dealing with this corrupt thing. You cannot call upon your deities and your gods and deny that name. The name of Yahweh is not interchangeable with the pagan name Jehovah. It's not interchangeable with the name Yeshua. Yeshua certainly means salvation, but Yahshua is the salvation of Yahweh. And his name is Yahweh. It is not Yes-way. It is Yahweh. And this ignorant generation, they reject the name of Yahweh, and yet they call upon all kinds of gods. They call upon the Pentecostal, the Baptist God. These are the supreme powers in those doctrines. And they are far from the truth. The apostolic say they keep the laws or the tradition of the apostles. And yet these perverts will not even keep the Shabbat. They deny that. They deny that only one true name. They say Peter baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is an erroneous lie. Kephar baptized in the name that Messiah commanded him, in the name of the Father, by the authority of me, through the commission or the instruction of the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. So these evil things come forth out of a man's heart, theft, covetousness. Now what a greedy thing today. A nation that is filled with covetousness, evil, cannot possess enough, wickedness, such wickedness, uncontrollable desires and lust today, that violates the laws, commandments of Yahweh. They transgress Yahweh's laws without any thought of impunity. They do not believe that there is a price that they must pay, and they defy Yahweh with all of their resolve and strength. They even call Messiah a curse. That is what this vile, filthy, evil generation has done. You, my friends, my brethren and sisters of the faith, you must come out of this corrupt generation. You cannot allow your mind to be controlled by their mediums, television, internet, computers, games, folly, sporting. One of the most seductive things in the world today is this driven power of their titan gods. Their football, their basketball, their baseball, that they go to these games by the hundreds of millions. And they take great delight in the worship of these titan gods. Whether they're known as the Eagles, the Panthers, the Packers, they are titan gods. And they worship them on their most high and holy day, Sunday. And they gather in their cathedrals, their temples, their gladiator environments, and they worship their gods. They cause the stadiums to shake with their loud, voiceful voices, very vociferate, and they cry out unto their gods. They are their gladiating gods, and they receive strength from these gods. Messiah is our strength because he is our hope. They give themselves over unto covetousness. And there is a deceit today. This wicked desire, it's this subtlety, this guile to trick, to persuade. These things come out of the heart. Messiah talks about lasciviousness. That is what is transpiring in California, San Francisco, and 79-year-old, vile, evil, decrepit, old, wicked woman, and an 83-year-old, vile thing of darkness call themselves getting married. What a vile thing. You saw these ignorant people crying at this great ceremony, as they call it. And you find those that call themselves conservative, they are liars, perverts. You stand against this immorality, this vile, evil constitution that this wicked world is trying to constitute. No man can conceive a seed, no more than a woman can produce a seed. They're wicked and they're ignorant. Who are you to judge? They're dogs and swines. And anyone that allow a pervert like that to embrace them, to hug them, you can't have any fellowship with that. What fellowship have light with darkness? And these evil men, like these Gene Robertsons, what they call open perverts and homosexuals, it is not the will of Yahweh. He did not make a mistake in making a man. He made a man. Nor did he make one in making a woman. And America, she's going to pay for her wickedness and her sins. The judgment is at the door. When we must constitute whether a man can marry another man or a woman, we have totally defied the law of Yahweh. We have total disdain for it. And when you accept that in your mind and your spirit, you have received that vile spiritual wicked power, and woe unto your wicked soul. Yahweh never intended. And he's not going to receive that. They're full of lasciviousness. Now that is this filthy, unbridled lust. What a man can't control is lust. What he lusts for another man, that's unbridled lust. What a woman lusts for another woman, that is unbridled lust. You need to fall on your face. You go out unto Yahweh for great deliverance. An evil eye. Their eyes are evil. Their eyes are evil. an evil eye. They cannot be satisfied. Their hearts are not satisfied. And that's why a man can lust for a man, or a woman for a woman, or men for little boys, and women for little girls. That's evil. And they're blaspheming. They're blasphemous. They speak evil of those that tell them about their sins. Pastor Roberts, you are blaspheming them. No, I am telling you that they are wicked. I'm calling a spade a spade. I'm calling a diamond a diamond. I'm telling you what is truth and what is a total fabrication of hell. They are full of blasphemy, and they're so full of pride that they say they love each other. And this foolishness, they are senseless. There's no sense to them there. Their thoughts, to their rationale, they're senseless. Messiah said all these things come from within. And this is what defile the man. This is what makes them filthy and corrupt. What has taken place, the priests, those that have the oracles of Yahweh, they have not given glory unto the name of Yahweh. Men, they hear it. We are so ignorant, we will not search the scriptures. That name Jesus is pagan. It came from pagan sources, a Latin Greek source, Jesus. You can reject it all you want to. It is not the proper name of the Father or the Son. And the Son came in the Father's name. You rebel and reject that because of your pride. Because of your foolishness, you will not search the scriptures and see if you have eternal life. And you are the ones that think you are testifying of Yahweh. And the only thing you must do is search the scriptures. I challenge every last one of you that are under the voice of this man of Yahweh tonight. If you have a concordance, and even in that book you call, quote, the King James Bible, unquote, you take that concordance and you look up the word name. There's 1,285 scriptures that imply the word name. And you read them and study every scripture and tell me when you're finished if there is not a name that is missing. My name is the Lord God. That is my name. My name is Yahweh. And that is my name. He has a name. And the Son did not come in Jesus. He did not come in the name of Jesus. And if His name is Jesus, then the Father's name is Jesus as well. That is why the curse is upon this nation. For the priests, the men, have rejected His name. And the only thing they must do is study. This is a rebellious, lazy, trifling generation. They love television. They love their bellies. They love their gods. That television is a god. It takes all of your time. They love searching the net all day, searching here and there. It is a god unto them. It is not Yahweh in His strength, His power. Yahweh never intended for us to be given over unto these spirits. And they are going to cost the souls of many to be darkened and lost. These things are evil. And they come from within. And that is what destroys a man. That is what destroys him. And what you must do, because you're walking in that same spirit as the Pharisees, you may clean the outside of your cup of your body. You dress suave, you wear your fine linens and silks, and you make yourself look all righteous and pious, and yet inwardly your inward parts are full of raving and wickedness. These perverts that Gene Robertson, as you look at pictures of him in the newspapers, he looked like this pious all-caring man. And yet this pervert that the Episcopalians or the Anglicans ordain as a bishop, he is a bishop, believe me, he is. He's their bishop. He's not a man of Yahweh. He's a child of darkness. His mind is twisted, and he's going to be destroyed in the dark obliviousness of darkness, where there will be no thought or ability to reach this mighty Yah that is able to save and to deliver a man's soul from darkness. They make good the outside. It seems as though they are right, but inwardly they are full of raving and wickedness. Their rave, their wickedness is a rage. It's like a mad dog foaming at its mouth, a rabid dog. They can't have enough of these exploiting of one another's bodies. And that's what this whole house has done. It can't have enough. Can't have enough of riches and money. And that's all they do is drive the people to be seduced by this covetous greed and the spirit. Tell them, Yahweh wants you to be rich. They are liars. He wants you to be rich in faith, rich in knowledge and understanding. What will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and he lose his soul? What Messiah was implying that the world has no intrinsic values at all. It is your soul, my friend. And don't tell me you're going to serve two masters. You can't serve your riches and your way. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to cleave to one and despise the other one. You can't love the world and love him. You can't walk in wickedness and righteousness. When a man has a disdain for the laws and the covenant of Yahweh, where he despised that, he despised his name, you find a man that talk against the name of Yahweh, I would flee from him. Because he has no understanding. Even if I didn't have understanding of the thing, I would pray, Yahweh, give me wisdom and knowledge of that. I will not speak against a thing that I do not know. When you speak against homosexuality, because that is a vile thing of hell, it is not of Yahweh. He never made a man a pervert like that. And that is the truth. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We're broadcasting here live. We pray that Yahweh is blessing you tonight and that the words of faith will strengthen your heart. I do want to hear from you tonight. Call me now. Everyone that will call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me now and give us a response, I will send you out a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. It will bless you, enrich you, and bring knowledge of fruition to your soul. You call me, you leave your name, address, please leave your zip code, and we will get this book out to you, a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. The line is open and you may call now. Yahweh will richly bless you and give you strength down in your inward parts as you bless this man of Yahweh as he speaks the words of faith and strength to a generation and a people that is very religious. And they perceive by their own self-righteousness that they have the goods that is going to take to enter into the kingdom. You must come Yahweh's way. And you're not going to forsake his laws, his commandments. What this religious whore has taught us, it has taught us wrong. It has not taught us right. And we all have come under the auspicy, under the deceit of this Jezebel. And so many of us have remnants of that trash in us. And when Yahweh began to open up a profound truth We allow the tradition of this Jezebel, this whore, to pervert us from getting into that place and arena whereby there is a profound unction from the Father that we can abandon all of these carnal, emotional, religious traditions that have brought about nothing. And this thing that they call the church today, it is a weak piece of trash. And I use that expression. No, not the house of Yahweh. Not the assembly of Yahweh. And that is those that Yahweh has called out of every nation, every tongue, every kindred of people. He has assembled them in the body of Messiah. And Messiah is going to present them unto the Father. He himself will submit unto the Father. And all things will be under Yahweh's mighty dominion and power. And so he has a people spread abroad throughout the earth, and they know the Father's name. You say the name is not significant. Then what about your name, my friend? Your wife's name. Your children. Yet they all have names. Yet the Father has no name. It is an erroneous lie. It is an egregious thing by the powers of darkness, to blind the minds of many from the name of the Father. You cannot interchange the name Jesus, Lord, and God with the name of Yahweh. It isn't so, my friend. Don't tell me that the New Testament or the covenant was written in Greek. It cannot be so. And many of we call the scholars today, they will tell you that hardly was that so. And there is no proof, I understand, because everything we have today is copies of copies. Yet in the midst of that dwells the profound power of Scripture that Yahweh reveals, even through the darkness and the hidden darkness of this world, unto his men, his servants, that he has called, that they may stand as mighty men of value and power in this hour against the forces of hell. When Messiah came, there was darkness in the earth. Yet Yahweh, as Messiah prayed all night to choose those 12, Yahweh brought him to the place where he began to tell them, come and follow me. Now the same thing that transpired under the days or in the days of Noah are the same things that are happening today. I want to read some scripture. It says in Genesis chapter 6, Bereshit, Genesis 6, chapter 5, Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. You tell me, my friends, is the wickedness of man great today in the earth? Is it wicked? Is it great? Sodom and Gomorrah will be a school picnic. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. Everything he thought was evil. That's the thought of this nation. It generates evil, everything it does. In your children, their games, their video games, their killings, their guns, their destruction. They have no respect of anything. Your television, that they're lesbian, that faggot shows that they promote, and you allow your children to watch it. The demology whereby these demons and these cartoons, they mesmerize the minds of your children. They seduce them, they rape them, they make them perverts. They have no strength. They're undisciplined little beasts. They defy you. They spit upon you. And they even curse their mothers and their fathers. Now these are the training tools of America today. And everything that these things produce, they're only evil. It's nothing but evil. Everything about it is evil. He says, and it caused the heart of Yahweh. It caused him to say, what have I done? Yahweh, that he had made man, it caused him to repent or even to wonder what he has done. He made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. You tell me Yahweh has a heart? He's a spirit. He must. There's something in Yahweh that he has made bad in that fashion. And that heart is his spirit. He breathed the breath of the man. He became a living soul. He became a living soul. He had this physical thing, what we call the heart, but it was the breath of Yahweh that made him alive. Yahweh said, I will destroy man, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, both man, beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it shames me that I have made them. But Noah said he found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. He found love and mercy, compassion before Almighty Yahweh. Yet, if you were Noah in this generation, I'm warning you, my friend, Daniel, Noah, or even Moses, or any of the great patriarchs, you would fall prostrate and cry unto Yahweh, save me. And you will literally save yourself. Keep yourself from this evil, wicked generation. It's a generation that thinks that Yahweh has pleasure in wickedness. Yahweh doesn't take pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with him. There's no pleasure in wickedness unto Yahweh. You cannot walk in him and take delight in wickedness. It is a concerted effort to defy Yahweh and to speak with defilement of heart without any fear. It is a man that he is walking in such foolishness and folly that he has become senseless. He has no sense of correction, direction. He has no sense of instruction. And so his mind is given over unto these foolish things that he defies the power of Yahweh without any thought at all. Yahweh is going to destroy, my friends. He is going to destroy this wicked earth. And he's going to divide the tongues as even David cried, divide their tongues. For I've seen violence and strife in the city. That they're going to speak, and they will not even know what one another is saying. They're going to cry, and they're going to plead for some form of mercy. And yet they will not know what one another will say. Day and night they go about, in upon the walls thereof, mischief, and also sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof, deceit, guile, depart not from her streets. Is that not so in this nation? You go to places like New York and Los Angeles and the large cities, Philadelphia, Chicago. You see in the streets in the midst, there's nothing but mischief. There's wickedness there. New Orleans. Oh, so filthiness all over the land. Such dishonesty. They're dishonest. There's no honor. And this cunning, this galling. It doesn't depart from their streets. They love it. They take pleasure in it. Do you not realize, my friends, as for all one us, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. But we're wrestling against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And there are spiritual wickedness in high places. In the high place of your mind, this depravity, this iniquity, this malice, this evil purpose and desire, that is what this wickedness is. It is an evil purpose. It's an evil desire. And a man that thinks he's a woman, his desire is evil. His mind is evil. His thoughts are evil. And there is nothing right in him. The immorality in this nation. You can find it in every ethnicity and nationality of people. It makes no difference whom they are, whether they are, as quote, and call themselves African Americans, or the Caucasians, or the Jews, or the Yehudas. Makes no difference at all. The Mexicans, Hispanics, They're wicked. Their sons and their daughters, their minds are corrupt. They're killing one another. The Hispanics, you're talking about the African Americans. The AIDS epidemic is rampant in their community. And no one will say it's because of your wickedness. They're trying to with their programs, but they're going to die. Their programs are not going to work. They have forsaken your way. They have cursed that precious name. And once a man does that, then curses are going to fall upon the land. It's not going to come with their programs. It's not going to come with government intervention. It's not going to come with these preachers with their programs. What a shame that is. And becoming a part of this vile government, begging. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seen our begging bread. It's one thing that this man of Yahweh will never do, and that is beg. Because my Father, the earth and the fullness thereof, it belongs to Yahweh. The cattle upon a thousand hills are His. I will not beg. I will not beg to support this radio broadcast. Yahweh doesn't bring the funds and produce it, then we will go the way He intends for us to go. The seed of Yahweh doesn't have to beg. We don't have to beg. We trust Yahweh. May His peace strengthen your heart tonight, and He give you resolve down in your soul. This is a generation. Hosea Yah, he says, sow to yourself righteousness and reap the kindness, the goodness of Yahweh. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh. Your hearts are hardened. And these Jezebel preachers, that's what they are. They are lying, corrupt men. My friend, go to your leader, the man that you call a pastor, and ask him, what is the Father's name? For Messiah said He came in the Father's name. He said, go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. You think that's a light command, my friends? And these liars will say, it's Jesus. You are a liar, preacher. You're not even a preacher. Men that call themselves prophets say, it's Jesus Christ, oh Jesus, Jesus, it cannot be. And they're so full of pride, of course they're going to lose what they call their little people. And that's why many of them are afraid. I will speak the truth. And so all said, when I first began to preach this, no man stood with me. Yet you always was by my side. I love that precious name, for that is the Father's name. Messiah said, you want me to teach you how to pray? You pray, our Father which art in heaven, and wonderful, hallowed be thy name. What is the name that is hallowed? Is it Jehovah? It's a hybrid pagan lie. It's your way. The Son and the Father's name is the same. No two different names. Just one name. Your way. Son did not come with some of the identity. He came in the identity of the Father. It was the Word that was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Yahweh, and it was with Yahweh. So it was the Word that made, it was made flesh. So how do you get the name of Jesus? They tell you that lie. It is a transliteration. That is a lie. It can't be a name transliterated. It is the same in every nation. Mr. Bush, our President of the United States of America, you will pronounce his name President Bush in every country. President George Bush. You will pronounce America, America in every country. It is said that way, United States of America. These perverts tell you that it is not significant. It is vitally important that you know the Father's name. For the Son came in that name. And when a man cursed the Father's name, he called the Son a curse. When you reject the Father's name, you are calling the Son an accursed thing. You always say you need to sow to yourself righteousness Yes, we need some righteousness on, that we may reap His kindness and His goodness. He tells us to break forth your fallow hard ground. For it's time to seek Yahweh, till He come and rain righteousness upon you. It's time to seek Yahweh, and allow His righteous truth to be rained upon you. Now you're hallowed, you're fallow. Your ground is fallow, your heart is hard. You don't want to receive the truth of His name. You're always trying to break that hard ground, that fallow ground of yours, that He may sow some seed of righteousness there. Ye have plowed wickedness, and you have reaped iniquity. Men say they are men of Yahweh, prophets. They rape, they take advantage of the daughter. These are perverts. Man that committed adultery with a woman, he hated his own soul. It's not about his strength. And these perverts will say, Apostle Saul and Ezekiel and Hezekiah, did they think they're liars? He said, if you've plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst not trust, and thou didst trust in thy way, and in the multitude of your mighty men. We must trust in your way and in that mighty name, my friends. That is the name whereby was given unto us that we must be delivered. There's no other name. It did not come by Yeshua, or Zeus, or Jesus. The name is not right. Well, I was saved that day. No, my friend, you were elected by Yahweh before the foundations of the earth. And all of your foolishness, and all of your sin, not because someone prayed for you. It was just the will of the Father. Not your mother's prayer, your daddy's prayer. Not your sins. David said, in my sin, and sin my mother conceived me, and in iniquity was I shapen. So it wasn't that. It was the sovereign will of Yahweh. There were two that were yet unborn. Yet, Yahweh loved Jacob and Esau, he hated. Why? To show His election, to show the power of His might, that He elect whom He will. He makes sons whom He will. So it has nothing to do with your mother praying for you, my friend, or some Jezebel woman preaching to you in the name of Jesus. Had nothing to do with that. And so in this hour, as Messiah said, Father, I've glorified Thy name. And a voice came from heaven. When Messiah said to the Father, Father, glorify Thy name. Scripture said that was a voice came from heaven saying, I have glorified My name and I will do it again. And in this hour, Yahweh is going to do it again. You tell me when Messiah said, Father, glorify Your name. He was talking about His authority, His power. What an ignorant generation. Your heart, your ground is fallow. You just don't want to look at truth. You don't want to identify with truth. Your tradition make void the word of Yahweh. You don't want to stand and look at truth the way what it truly implies. The Father has a name. It's not Yeshua, it's not Jesus, it's not Jehovah, it is Yahweh. That is the Father's name. And most of your scholars can tell you that today. You can do enough research in your libraries, even the internet. You can find that just simple books you have around your house. You start with the encyclopedia. And the dictionary. You began to look up words and see their meanings. How can He be Lord? How can He be Baal? He's not Baal. He's not the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Christo. That is erroneous. It's a lie. There's no power in that. Yes, I say that. There's no power in that. There's only power in one name. For there's only one name given on the earth whereby we must be saved. And that name is that Yahweh saves. Yahweh is the only one can save. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. No man cannot even come unto the Son, walk you are, unless the Father Yahweh draw them. So you don't even know the Son unless the Father draw you. And how can you know the Father unless the Son, Father draw you to the Son? Because that's the witness of the Father. That's the hope of the Father. And He points you to the Father. I know your apostolic lies, your Baptist tradition, and your Methodist, your ways of doing things with mythology and all kinds of ways. It has corrupted your mind. And yet here's a matter of Yahweh, speaking the simplicity of His truth. to warn you and to tell you, my friends, listen to me. Turn tonight in your text, in Scripture, to Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1. I want you to take that verse to any preacher in America and ask him, what is the name that is written on the 144,000, which is the Lamb's Father? What is that name? And this generation, they have the mind, the name Jesus written there. This generation will have the name of Yahweh written there. Tell me, Revelation, one of the most climactic times in the end time, and yet Yahweh points this out to us. Names have no significance. Then what is the name that you're going to receive then? There's a name that is written in the 144,000, and it is the name of the Lamb's Father. It is written. You take your dictionary, my friends, and look up the word written. It's written in their foreheads. And yet all of you men are trying to figure out who the anti-Messiah is. Sure, he's your anti-Christo. He's your one against your anointed Christ. Your anointed Christo. The anti-Messiah. You're trying to figure that name. Spend much time on that. And you haven't gotten that right. And yet Yahweh has made his name known unto us. And we reject that. You are fallow. Your heart. You're going to die in your wickedness. Your sins are going to consume you, and your transgressions, your wickedness, and in the darkness of hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. There should be no reprieval for your soul, because you rejected the name of Almighty Yahweh. For that name is an excellent name, it's a precious name, and you cannot reject that name. You must receive it. My friends, I will be baptized in the name of Yahweh. These men tell you in the name of the Lord Jesus? No, my friend. No, Kephar, did not baptize them on the day of Pentecost in the name of Jesus. It cannot even be translated or transliterated, even if he used some other name beside Yahweh. He baptized them in the name of Yahweh. For Messiah commanded them. He said, Lord, this I've commanded you. Lo, I've commanded you to do this. Now you do this, lo, I am with you even until the ends of the earth. And so Kephar did not do something different. He baptized in the power and in the name of Yahweh. He did not baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus or Jesus Christo, the Lord of Christo. He baptized in the name of Yahweh. I know these perverts will say that destroying the faith of many. No, the faith of those that were destroyed because they rejected the resurrection. Cause those to waver in the faith. Your faith because you have no faith. You must be baptized in the name of Yahweh. That's it. Period. That's what Scripture says. You can reject that at your own peril, and you can allow the religious perverts to tell you, well, that's all right, your baptism is fine. No, it isn't fine. Messiah didn't die for our sins, for us to just play with this. Well, what about the ones that have gone on? Well, he's awakening you now. You better obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You better obey what he says. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Pastor Roberts. I pray that the broadcast has been an inspiration to you tonight. I so delight in the truth of Yahweh. I do want to hear from you, my friends. I want you to write me. You that are listening tonight, let Yahweh touch your heart. You send a very generous gift, an offering, for the support of this broadcast. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, S-C, 29718. You that would write me, send a gift. Please send a gift for the support of this broadcast. You write me, address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N-S-C, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You that would write to the gift, you that would take time tonight and call me at area code 843-658-6222. And you can call now. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. May Yahweh bless you all tonight. My brother and friend there in Forest, Illinois. Brother Ron Dean, Yahweh bless you, young man. May his strength fill your heart. And all of you saints, wherever you are, you that ride in Wisconsin, Ohio, throughout the United States, Texas, Louisiana, you that we've heard from West Virginia, and all across and throughout many parts of the United States of America, we bless you all tonight here from Victory Community, where the saints gather in the name of Yahshua Messiah, the Lamb of Yahweh, and that mighty and powerful name. We bless you and we pray that Yahweh give you great strength tonight, and may the unction of his power rest upon you in a mighty way. You deserve of all things to be pleasing him. And may he give you the fire burning down in your soul, that you will shun every religious thing to know the power of his truth. From the host here at Victory Community, the saints here with Pastor Roberts, we say to you, our friends, our listeners, our supporters, Shalom in the wonderful name of Messiah HaMashiach, the Lamb Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yahweh, may his peace overpower you and give you strength in this hour. Until then, we say to you all, brothers and sisters, saints abroad and in this nation, Shalom in Yahshua's mighty name. We bless you.